sitting patiently and listening to all that lovely music are David and Sandra Kerr and their son Aaron. You're very welcome and thanks for joining us.
No problem, thanks for inviting us along.
This is not at all, because I know you have a busy, you have a very busy schedule. You're both runners.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. And you, your love of running and your love of your son Aaron, who's here patiently listening to all the music, has been transformed because of this particular chair that you got for him from America.
Yes, that's right. Aaron's a full-time wheelchair user, and my wife's been a keen runner for a number of years now, and Aaron and I would go along to events. We'd have to watch from the sidelines and while Sandy took part, and we decided we wanted to take part, we wanted to become involved, we wanted to do it as a family. So we did a bit of research online. We found the Hoyt running chair and our inspiration, the Hoyts themselves, over in America. We fundraised the money. We got the chair sent over last year, and we haven't stopped running since.
Now, the Hoyts, if you look online, you'll see the Hoyts are a father and son who have now, the son indicated to the father that he wanted to be out and wanted to be running. So the father got this thing designed, this chair designed that you could run along with.
That's right.
And they've done how many Boston Marathons?
They've done 32 Boston Marathons. They've actually completed over 1,000 races in total. They competed in Ironman events, and they're just a complete inspiration. I mean, the reason that his son, Rick, wanted to do the race in the first place was because a friend of his was involved in a car crash, and they were raising funds for their school, and he asked his dad, could you run a race with me? And he ran the race, and it took off from there, and they haven't stopped again since.
So how different is the running chair to the chair that Aaron's in here today,
Sandra? The running chair's a lot lighter. You couldn't run in this Aaron's day chair. It's far too heavy and too bulky, so it's completely different to Aaron's running chair. And Aaron's running chair is more comfortable as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot more comfortable. He has all the luxuries in it. He actually has a heated seat.
A heated seat, yes.
But it has a heavy battery underneath.
Yeah, unfortunately, it has a 12-volt battery underneath, which isn't connected to the wheels, as some people tend to think. It heats the seat, so he's nice and cozy and warm. And
it's powered by parents.
Yes,
it's parent power.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Although Aaron, a lot of people say we're not pushing Aaron; he pushes us.
Yeah. So before, when you say Sandra would go out running, you'd have to stay back. Or
vice
work
versa.
Out now.
Yeah.
How has that transformed the situation now that both of you can go running? Because you've really taken to this.
Yeah.
I mean, you've done quite a few miles since you got the chair.
We just have so much good family time now.
Before, as I say, we were on the sidelines. We can get involved in events now. I mean, the running community has welcomed us with open arms. When you have a child with complex needs, it can be quite an isolating life. As they get older, a lot of things get taken away. A lot of things you were able to do maybe when they were smaller, you can't do. And now we're getting involved. We're being invited to events. People have been fantastic. We've had such a positive response.
They even changed the route of one of the races you were running, so it'll be more suitable for the chair.
We completed our first half marathon last month, and the race was down in Westmeath, and it was hosted by Marathon Club Ireland, and they even adjusted the course to accommodate wheelchair athletes and assisted runners. And we were just welcomed with open arms. It was fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. We couldn't have asked for more. As I say, there was another wheelchair athlete took part in that race, and because of what a Marathon Club Ireland did for us that day, you know, that's what we're trying to do. We're just trying to change some people's minds, change opinions, and
promote inclusion
and recognise assisted running, and slowly, surely, we seem to be doing that.
And this is the only chair. I mean, as far as we know, this is the Aaron's height chair.
Europe.
Is the only one of these in Europe.
It's the first one in Europe. Yeah, the guy who builds them over in the States, he's actually developed a new chair which is collapsible, and it fully assembles in 5 minutes, and so it can be put in the boot of a car, whereas ours is the complete model. But this one we have, it's the first in Europe. But I know that from what we've been doing, we've been heard from Mike in the States that people have seen us out and about, and he's getting inquiries from mainland UK and mainland Europe as well. It seems to be taking off, which is what we're aiming for.
The other question is, how do you get the energy to run? Because, I mean, I know that Aaron requires 24-hour care. It's a full-time job. During the night, you mightn't get much sleep.
I think
where do you get the energy?
We love running so much, and we're so passionate about what we're doing. So I think that's just what gives us energy.
Yeah, it's about inclusion for us. Yeah. As I say, there's a lot of things get taken away, and this is one thing that we can do, that we can feel really involved with. And I mean, I think it works both ways, because for the running, you know, it puts us in a good place. So obviously the more we do, the better place we stay in, and that's where we want to be. And it's a difficult life, you know, having a child with complex needs. But
and what kind of care, what kind of looking after does Aaron need?
Well, Aaron needs 24-hour. Yes, yeah. 24-hour care, really. Aaron had a kidney transplant 4 years ago on top of his other medical issues.
And so you gave him your...
Yes, I gave him my kidney at the time. But he's on a lot of medication, two or three times a day. So obviously that takes care. We have nurses come in a couple of times a week, which lets Sandy and I actually, where we used to maybe go out and get a coffee, now we're out running together. Which is, you know, we do our training runs. Or if on the nights we have to do hills, we get Aaron's chair and we have three bags of sand that stand in for Aaron.
Yeah. So, do you just want to put your feet up and relax and just sit?
Well, we say that after a race. Yeah. But then as soon as we get home, we start planning the next one.
Sunday is our rest day.
We try
and keep it as a rest day. No housework, no nothing.
Yeah.
Feet up on a Sunday.
That's the plan. Yeah. But it doesn't always work that way because we get a call for a race maybe.
And the decision about donating your kidney, was that, as a father, was that an easy decision to make when someone says he needs a kidney, yours matches?
It was just a complete no-brainer for me. It was just, he's my son, he needs a kidney. I mean, I didn't have to, it just wasn't a question. It was as simple as that. I think it was more difficult for Sandy at the time, really.
Yes, I was more than happy to donate my kidney as well. But this is something David felt very strongly in as well. So if David wasn't a match, then it would have been me instead.
Mm-hmm. But it was, I think, because we're normally, Aaron's had quite a lot of surgeries over the years, and normally we have a routine that we go through at the hospital. You know, we're just used to it. But on this occasion, I think it was difficult for Sandy because both of us were in at the same time, and that was something we hadn't experienced before. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I've just got to lie there, basically. The experts do what they do, but Sandy had to, you know, she had to deal, because I was in the city hospital, Aaron was in the children's. She was backwards and forwards. It was a lot tougher on Sandy than it was for myself.
And were you nervous about, would it work and would it take? And
Absolutely. I mean, there is, no matter how close a match you are, there is a real very high risk of rejection, and there still is to this day. Mm-hmm. Aaron's on constant anti-rejection medication to try and keep that away. But we have constant checks. Actually, I had my bloods done a couple of weeks ago, and Aaron's kidney's doing better than mine.
Right.
So if he doesn't behave himself, I might ask for it back.
And the plan is, looking ahead, then the Walled City Marathon is something you're aiming at.
Yes.
You're actually going out running this afternoon.
We have a training run this afternoon. We normally go on the morning, on the Saturday mornings, but we were very, very nicely invited on here, so we've put back to this afternoon. But yeah, we're out this afternoon, hopefully 17, 18 miles, and then...
Because you're building up towards the marathon?
Yes.
Yes, we've the Walled City Marathon. We've chosen that particular event to highlight because we're trying to raise funds for the renal unit at the Children's Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Through Just Giving to try and put, because they were fantastic during the transplant, so we had to give a little back. But we have races going on all the time, but as I say, that's the one we're trying to highlight at the moment. We're back down to Cork, down to your fair part of the world.
John Spillane might run with you. He might,
yes, I'll be more than welcome, John.
Didn't you say earlier on you always wanted to run a marathon? Sure, you said something.
I go for a walk with the dogs every day. Like,
well, it's a start. It's a start.
Really break into a trot.
Well, we're down there in July, and we're aiming to do back to back. So you could join us for that.
Back to back is one straight after.
I sing a couple of songs in the pub later.
Two marathons,
right?
2 days.
2 days, two marathons. Yes.
Friday marathon on the Friday, marathon on the Saturday.
That's our
biggest challenge yet, isn't it, Sandy? Yeah. But
we're doing races up until then.
Yeah.
Just as training runs, we've got two half marathons booked in March.
Yeah.
So the races are always coming in.
We're doing June half marathon, which is this year. It's Dundalk to Newry, or Newry to Dundalk. This year it's Newry to Dundalk. So we're taking part in that on the 15th of March, half marathon, cross border. We're really looking forward to that as well. So.
And physically, I mean, it's maybe a silly question. Is it much harder? I mean, I know the chair is light. Is it a different technique? Is it a different style of running when you're running with? Because the chair is designed to have armrests where your arms would be if you were running, so they're that wee bit higher. Is it more physically, much more physically demanding to run with the chair?
You've noticed a difference, haven't you, as well? That when you're running without Aaron now, you just
feel like
something's missing.
Really?
It feels strange to be running without Aaron.
Without it. I mean, it is a different running technique, because obviously when you're running without the chair, you're using your upper body, you're moving more, whereas with the chair, you're quite static as you're running. But once you've done it a few times and you get used to it, then it's not. But we have a pace that we go at. We're never going to break any records. We're just there to break opinions and change opinions and participate and give Aaron and hopefully all the other kids that maybe see us and people that are disabilities can get involved and give them the experience of crossing the line. That's really what it's all about.
Well, there's a lovely thing on the website. Team Care is the website, teamcare.net.
Yes.
And you've a lovely quote on the website where it says, although he might not always show it and can find it hard to express his feelings, we as parents know that inside, Aaron is at his happiest with the wind in his hair and the sun on his face.
Yeah.
I think that sums it up, really. And, you know, those few words. Aaron does have problems expressing his feelings sometimes. He can be quite
vocal. He's hugging and kissing both of you since he came in.
He's a hugger,
keeping,
that's for sure.
Making sure that you're both there and he's giving you lots of hugs and kisses and cuddles.
He does indeed. He doesn't know his own strength. He's a hugger, all right. People will know he's around, but he's at his happiest in the chair. We know that. We feel that. And that's what pushes us that extra mile.
When Aaron's not racing, he's pointing to his chair to go out racing. He wants to be out all the time.
We've even been told by his teacher at school that he keeps pointing to the door. He wants to go out all the time. So
he's an outdoor
He's not
kid.
Concentrating yes. he's on at school kid. As he should be, maybe.
Teamcare.net if you want to follow the progress of David, Sandra and Aaron as they build up to the Walled City Marathon, the various races that they have in between. Teamcare.net is the place. We're so glad you came in. Thank you so much
Thank
for coming
you for
in.
Inviting
Thanks
us.
For inviting us.